In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for Miss Phyllis McCree, whose actually birthday is today. Birthday unto eternal life, the day in which she died. So today we celebrate that. It's good to see you, Mickey. Thanks for coming. Today, as we celebrate this feast day, as well as St. Francis Xavier Celos, St. Francisco Xavier de los Cielos, Celos, we don't have Lydia here. We always ask her, and she tells us who the saint is, because she knows these things really, really well. She follows everything. But does anybody know anything about the life of St. Francis Xavier Celos? Not San Francisco de Assis. That was yesterday. I know about him, too. But I was just wondering if you knew anything. No, you don't. I don't know that much about him. But I studied about him a little bit. And he's an amazing figure, an American saint. An American in the sense that he did his work in the United States, in New Orleans. He first came to the state. He came to the states, the United States, from Germany. And he actually labored under the first American saint, not John Henry Newman, St. John Neumann, there in Pittsburgh, in that area. And from there, he was sent down to work among those who were weak and those who were the downtrodden, among the French, among the French Catholics who were down in Louisiana, New Orleans, in the area. And he worked particularly among those who nobody thought much of. And he spent his life laboring to make sure that they themselves would know who our Lord Jesus Christ was, that they would work in such a way to live, to care for one another, and then finally to be able to share that with others in the same way. In the midst of his work, he caught yellow fever. And that was a death sentence. It's a death sentence even today in many ways. But at that time, he finally succumbed to it. And at the end of his life, he was heard to have said, just before he passed, these words, which I think are worth our meditation and our looking at again. He said, after dying at the age of 48, which is just about the same age as Mickey is, I now began to know what happiness is, because I live and I am about to die as a Redemptorist priest, a priest of the Redemptorist order. He went on to say, oh, let us strive to love our vocation and strive to persevere in it. Then everything will be all right with us. Those were his passing words. His passing words was this, to say, oh, let us love our vocation and strive to persevere in it, and then everything will be all right with us. Those are good words. Those are words which we need. What is our vocation? Have we thought about our vocation? Have we considered it? Have we begun to live it out? Sometimes we wish, oh, if my vocation was something else, maybe my life would have turned out better. If I would have just gone in this direction, maybe things would have been better. That's not what God is asking for you to do. God is asking you, what is your vocation? And then to live it out. Accept the vocation that the Lord has given you, the one which you yourself have chosen, and do it to the best of your ability. So if God has called you to marriage, you can have a retreat today. Huh? Live it out. Live out that marriage. Live it out to the full. Give yourself totally what God has given you there. Offer yourself as a living sacrifice to God through that other person to make sure that they achieve the goal of that vocation of matrimony, which is heaven, attainment of heaven. Make sure your spouse makes it there. Strive for nothing else. God has called you to be a religious sister. Maybe a religious brother in any sort of way. Whatever your vocation is in that direction, okay, well then do it. Say, okay, God, if this is what you're calling me to, I'm going to go completely in that direction for you, and I'm going to shut out everything that isn't there so that I can just live it out to the fullness of my ability. If God has called you to maybe a consecrated life, now where you're shutting your life off to the possibility of marriage and going totally for the Lord, well then go in that direction. Go in that direction. Give yourself totally to the Lord in that way and say, yes, even though I'm not given to a religious way of life, I'm going to live totally where I am right now as a widow, as a divorcee, as whatever my vocation is right now, wherever I am, just you, Jesus, just you. I'm going to live sanctity in this way. I have to say that too as a priest. God, you've called me to be a priest. So I've got to live that out. I just got to do it. And realize that all these other things that you and I are worried about, is this going to work out in my life? Is somebody else going to do well in this way? Is the future going to hold great? Is this one who I love who's suffering at this time, or somehow they going to make it? Guess what? If you're living your vocation well, God's going to take care of all of those who are around you too, through the way in which you live out that vocation. God's going to take graces that are lived out from your own life of prayer, of life, of service, of work. He's going to be able to make sure that those who just happen to be living around you or passing you on the street get a splash of the overflow of goodness that is coming out from you living your vocation well. That's what we believe as Catholics. That's really how it works. To summarize this just a little bit differently, to take a saint from way back in the day, Saint Augustine, San Agustín. He said this, Christian life is simple. Love God, and then do as you please. And that doesn't mean just think about loving God, but really and truly love God. Give yourself to the love of God, as it says here within the gospel, with your whole heart, with your whole soul, with your whole mind, with all your strength. Do that, which includes loving your neighbor as yourself. And do as you please. And just go forward in joy. That's what God has called us to. And when we do that, yes, God is going to take care of us, take care of all those around us as well, because they're going to receive a grace from our living out of the vocation. St. Francis Xavier Celos said it, and I'll read it again. He said, oh, let us love our vocation and strive to persevere in it unto the end. Then everything will be all right with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.